Macmillan Audio presents Vicious Circle by Wilbur Smith. Read for you by John Lee. This book is for my wife, Mokiniso, who is the best thing that has ever happened to me. He came fully awake before he moved or opened his eyes. He lay for a second assessing his situation, checking for danger, his warrior instincts taking control. Then he smelled her delicate perfume and heard her breathing as softly and regularly as the dying surf running up a distant beach. All was well, and he smiled and opened his eyes. Gently he rolled his head so as not to awaken her. The early sun had found a chink in the curtains, and through it had laid a sliver of beaten gold across the ceiling. It cast an intriguing light on her face and form. She lay on her back. Her face was in repose, and it was lovely. She had kicked off the sheet, and she was darker than the splendid tangle of the locks that had fallen over her face. Now, so far along in her pregnancy, her bosoms were swollen to almost twice their normal size. He let his gaze drift down to her belly. The skin was stretched tight and glossy by the precious cargo it contained. As he stared at it, he saw the small movement as the child stirred within her womb, and his breathing was stifled for an instant by the weight and strength of his love for them both, his woman and his child. "Stop staring at my big fat belly and give me a kiss," she said, without opening her eyes. He chuckled and leaned over her. She reached up with both arms around his neck, and as her lips parted, he smelled her sweet breath. After a while, she whispered into his open mouth, "Can't you keep this monster of yours on a leash?" She reached down with one hand to his groin.